2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Friday. Yes, we've made it to Friday, January 10th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. A beautiful day, sunny in downtown Salt Lake City, but a chilly 29 degrees.
A stalled truck southbound I-15 in Lehigh. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top local story this hour. Parents in the Granite School District are being warned about credit card information stolen from an online vendor. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
This is a vendor used by Granite for people to pay school fees or purchase items. It's called Blue Bear, owned by Active Network. There was a breach sometime in late October or early November, and credit card numbers were taken, but not names or addresses. Blue Bear notified those patrons weeks later. A Granite spokesman says once they found out, they sent out 3,000 emails and letters to try and reach everyone who could have been affected. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Ogden police say that they've arrested a man in connection with a deadly shooting overnight. Lieutenant Michael Boone says police were called to a church parking lot in the 200 block of Porter Avenue. They found 21-year-old Isaac Gonzalez with a gunshot wound to the chest.
Lieutenant Michael Boone, I'm with the Ogden Police Department Investigations Bureau.
Another person who police aren't identifying showed up at the hospital with non-life-threatening gunshot wound. Police early this morning arrested 19-year-old Caleb Skips in connection with the shootings. Police say it's early yet, but they think the shooting may have been drug-related. A traffic accident on North Temple earlier this week has now turned deadly. Salt Lake police say Serena Astorga died with injuries sustained when her Nissan was hit by a Tesla on January 5th. Officers say the Tesla was driving at a high rate of speed and ran a red light at 9th West and North Temple. Two other people also had critical injuries. Fire officials in the Salt Lake Valley say they're seeing an uptick in deadly house fires this winter. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has more.
Officials say they always see more fatal fires in the winter compared to summer, simply because most homes are running heating equipment and there's more that can go wrong. But State Fire Marshal Coy Porter says the 7 fatal fires they've had since Thanksgiving is extreme. Typically, they only average about 11 in an entire year. Porter says typically the cause is exactly what you'd think. Plugging in electronics too close to a heat source, faulty smoke detectors.
Please be mindful of where you put your candles.
Also, he says 4 of the 7 fatal fires have involved people in their 70s, so please keep a watchful eye on any of your older neighbors. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The House Speaker says if the state's largest teachers union and other public education advocates don't come to the table on tax reform and other state income tax rates, it is coming for sure. Brad Wilson told UtahPolicy.com that the constitutional earmark is actually hurting public school funding because of its connection to the general fund sales tax. The legislature is going to look at removing that earmark, but it will have to be approved by Utah voters. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. The U.S. is promising to take appropriate action in response to its assessment that a missile launched by Iran shot down the Ukrainian airliner that crashed near Tehran earlier this week. All 176 people on board were killed. The crash came after Iran launched ballistic missiles on 2 American bases in Iraq in retaliation for the U.S. killing its top general in a drone strike. Iran continues to deny that it shot down the plane and says they believe the plane had engine problems. The United States is announcing new significant economic sanctions against Iran in response to the Middle Eastern nation's missile strikes.
We want Iran to behave like a normal nation. The reason that Secretary Treasury and I are here this morning is to continue this campaign, our strategic effort to get Iran to behave in a way that doesn't continue their 40-year-long effort to terrorize the world.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran's industries will suffer crippling penalties, and so will eight high-ranking officials. New Mexico lawmakers are taking a run at red flag legislation. The measure to take guns away from people with mental illness has some high-powered support.
When New Mexico's lawmakers return to the Capitol on January 21st, they'll find a proposal allowing police or a family member to petition a court to have guns and ammunition seized temporarily from a person deemed to be dangerous to himself or anyone else.
This is not legislation that restricts responsible gun owners.
Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham.
That really removes extreme risk out of the equation, and that saves lives.
But the New Mexico Sheriff's Association opposes the measure, saying existing laws already cover mentally unstable gun owners and complaining that other weapons are not addressed in the red flag legislation. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
If you bought infants Tylenol over the past few years, you could have some money coming your way. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Johnson & Johnson, the maker of infants Tylenol, is agreeing to pay up to $6.3 million to customers who bought the product going back to 2014. It's in response to a class action lawsuit in which Johnson & Johnson was accused of deceptive packaging, claiming the medicine was uniquely formulated for infants when it was actually the same concentration as children's Tylenol. Johnson & Johnson denies any wrongdoing. Those who bought infants Tylenol can file claims online. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Coming up on KSL, a big new convention hotel is about to be built in Salt Lake City. We'll have a live report and a look at your noontime drive.
A stalled vehicle, a tractor-trailer at southbound I-15, SR-92 Temp Highway blocking a right lane of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
This, we can help you connect the dots, make the news make sense.
Here's Lloyd Matheson, opinion page editor of the Deseret News, hosting an expanded edition of Inside Sources from 11 till noon on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
It's morning. Just like any other morning, you get out of the shower and dry and do your hair, then painstakingly apply your makeup. You get dressed. You're about ready to go. One more time, you look in the mirror. You stare at your face, down to your shoes, back up again. You smile, and then, just like every day, you tell yourself, I've got to do something about my smile. But then you think about the money involved. You shrug your shoulders and put the thought off until you do it all over again the next morning. Well, don't put it off any longer. Grandpa's Dental is personal dental care for your entire family.
Company,
and that includes your smile.
Nothing
cookie cutter, no one-size-fits-all cosmetic dentistry.
I'm Rourke.
With Grandpa's Dental, you know they care about your budget as well. Choose a full mouth restoration and save up to $5,000.
Digital porcelain crowns start at $3.99. Implants for as low as $12.99 each, and you get the crown for free. Or even an upper and lower denture starting at $3.79. So don't shrug off your smile any longer. Visit GrandpasDental.com. GrandpasDental.com.
When you see for yourself that two diamonds with the exact same grade can look so different, you'll have an aha moment. You'll clearly see that our diamond has more beauty and sparkle. We offer you a premium diamond without a premium price. That's the power of a direct diamond importer. Visit other jewelry stores, then come to Shane Company last. You'll have the confidence to pick the diamond you think is the most beautiful, and you'll know you're getting the best price.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
KSL News Time is 12:07. A groundbreaking is taking place right now on a massive new hotel right in the heart of downtown Salt Lake City. The hotel is supposed to help the state bring in more convention business. We get more on that story by going live to the ceremony at the Salt Palace, where we find KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul?
Maria, it's about to start. Not quite happening just right now, but it is being called a game changer that's going to have a huge impact on the county economy. This new Hyatt Regency Hotel going to have 700 rooms, 25 floors, two restaurants, 60,000 square feet of meeting space, too. Salt Lake County Economic Development Director Blake Thomas says Utah does have a secret weapon to convince conventions to come here.
The access to outdoor recreation, that really sets us apart, and it shows how special we are in the Intermountain West, but not only that, the nation and the world.
But tourism officials say this hotel is necessary. They say that Salt Lake City has lost out on 43 conventions over the last 2 years that would have brought in a quarter of a million people. The reason why those conventions didn't come here is because they specifically said Salt Lake City did not have a convention hotel. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A wild situation currently unfolding out of Davis County after a family in Bountiful caught a family of bobcats on camera. They were in the backyard and not too far down the road. A woman in North Salt Lake says some bobcats walked through her yard near Eaglewood Golf Course. keep your distance if you do see one. An injured owl was saved near Moab this week. Grand County Sheriff's investigator thought it was a dead bird on Highway 191, but it began to move. It was a great horned owl with a broken wing. He swaddled it in a blanket like a baby to calm it down and called for wildlife officers. They say the owl is now recuperating. Muggles of the world have a reason to descend upon New York City. The first official Harry Potter flagship opened this summer in Manhattan. The Wizarding World store will fill 20,000 square feet over three floors, but some New Yorkers aren't happy about a proposed fiberglass dragon, which is to be attached to the building's facade, built in 1860. A community board votes on that design this week. KSL News Time, 1209. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We have a stalled vehicle in Utah County, southbound I-15 at SR 92 Tippinogas Highway. The right lane is blocked. You've got plenty of room to get around it. It really isn't going to cause any kind of major delays. Crash called out Redwood Road just south of 4100 South. And in Tooele County, a small accident out of traffic on the shoulder. This is westbound. This is SR 36 Main Street at Center Street in Tooele County. It's the sale you've been waiting for. Mr. Max Winter Clearance Sale. Brand names, clearance prices on suits, coats, shoes, ties, and shirts. Spot red tags for more savings at all nine Mr. Mac locations. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at your weather forecast with Grant Wayman.
Well, a little break today. Sunshine 33. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, beautiful sunshine, 29 degrees. And still to come on Utah's new news every day at this time at 12:15. Now, we've been taking a look at soaring prescription drug prices, the causes behind them, and what you can do. We'll have the last part of our series coming up at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
You've saved and invested for retirement. That's a great start, but it's what you do with that money that really matters. How could you legally pay fewer taxes in retirement? How could you avoid losing tens of thousands of dollars in Social Security benefits? And how do you ensure you don't run through your entire life savings far too soon? Get the answers to these questions and more on Retirement Solutions Radio this Saturday afternoon at 3 on KSL News Radio.
IVC is celebrating 15 years providing quality service in Utah. You've probably heard the saying by now, life starts when the pain stops. IVC is the most trusted interventional and vein center in the state, and they've been voted best of Utah Valley 5 years running for very good reason. The seven physicians at IVC provide state-of-the-art comprehensive vein care with many years of experience. The team at IVC takes the time to get to know you and your veins, so you're comfortable with the right diagnosis and the right treatment. Patients are like family at IVC. You've probably heard many radio ads over the years with real people describing how IVC has dramatically improved their quality of life by eliminating the pain and discomfort caused by varicose veins. Well, what are you waiting for? Don't let vein disease slow you down even one more day, because life starts when the pain stops. Visit iVein.com today and set up a free screening. iVein.com.
Up next, at the opera. In Germany, Nicholas and Anna's performance at the Berlin Opera House comes to a halt as World War I is declared. Meanwhile, in Scotland, William gets ready for war and persuades his younger brother to enlist as well. In France, Lieutenant Audebert consoles his pregnant wife who detests him for leaving. As Christmas approaches, the battle rages across no man's land, and William is fatally shot. When the violence ceases, many are shocked by the impact of war. When Christmas Eve arrives, a truce is called, and the soldiers are filled with the holiday spirit. They set aside their differences to intermingle, trade provisions, and sing. But there's a palpable uneasiness in the air. Will blood loss be forgotten or avenged? Will old enemies become new friends? What will happen to the fraternizing armies when their generals find out what they have done? Find out at Utah Opera's Silent Night. So much drama. Kevin Putz and Mark Campbell's Silent Night. January 18th through the 26th at Capitol Theater. Get your tickets at utahopera.org.
When we reflect on the last year, we're filled with gratitude. We appreciate that Shane Company customers allow us to be a part of the most important moments in their lives. Because of this, every day our team goes above and beyond for you. like a friend would do. We travel overseas to hand-select the prettiest diamonds, rubies, and sapphires at their sources and pay with cash. This allows us to cut out all middlemen and their markups and pass those savings on to you. Our non-commissioned jewelry experts educate and guide you, so you will get the most beautiful jewelry for your budget. We also have many great financing options. Choose what works best for you. Start the new year off right. Come to Shane Company for the most beautiful and unique jewelry at the best value in town. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Thousands of Granite School District residents are being told to check their credit card information after a breach at a vendor they use for school fees and purchases. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, fire officials in the Salt Lake Valley are reminding homeowners to be extra careful while heating their houses. This morning, a deadly house fire at 15th South and 7th East claimed the life of an elderly person. Third is look at your noontime drive, sponsored by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Here's Ricky Meese.
No delays, but we have a stalled vehicle in Lehigh, southbound I-15 at SR 92. It is out of traffic, mostly to the right shoulder, but partially sticking out into that right lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine most of the day. High temperatures around 33. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
31 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. hitting back, applying more pressure, applying sanctions against Iran after it fired a barrage of missiles towards the U.S. installations in Iraq. Retaliation against the U.S. drone strike that killed Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani. The Trump administration now facing criticism from lawmakers over whether the president's claims that Soleimani posed an imminent threat are backed up by evidence.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo pushed back on statements from some lawmakers that the administration didn't disclose a threat to U.S. embassies in the Middle East when they briefed Congress on the strike that took out Qasem Soleimani.
We did.
You said, so the senators are lying when they say that
we told them about the imminent threat. All of the intelligence that we've briefed that you've heard today, I assure you, in an unclassified setting, we provide in the classified setting as well.
Democrats and even some Republicans have criticized the administration for not answering all of their questions. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
ABC News has confirmed on the same night that Soleimani was killed, there was another unsuccessful strike on a high-ranking commander of the Soleimani-led Quds Force based in Yemen. Iran is also being blamed for the downing of a Ukrainian airplane. The 737 jet crashed shortly after takeoff from Tehran's airport, growing evidence showing it was likely a missile strike by mistake. Iran denies that their missile is to blame. ABC's David Curley tells us Iran is heading the investigation and has already cleared the crash site.
Less than 24 hours later, the wreckage has been cleared, the evidence gone. It is that evidence in the black boxes, which the Iranians have, that should confirm whether this was a shootdown.
On Capitol Hill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in a letter telling Democrats they'll likely vote next week on a resolution to send articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate, the next step for the trial to begin. And another Democratic candidate for president dropping out of the race, Marianne Williamson, says she is suspending her campaign. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. As prescription drug prices continue to rise and empty the wallets of people throughout Utah, the state legislature is busy discussing possible solutions. In the meantime, a local nonprofit is doing their best to take down Big Pharma. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik talks about these possible changes in the final installment of our series, A Costly Cure, struggling with soaring prescription prices.
It's really sad that the market, in the interest of what I think is the private interest of shareholders, often puts the patient dead last.
It was about 3 years ago when Dan Lewinquest first started to piece together the idea of creating a first-of-its-kind drug company. The senior VP and chief strategy officer for Intermountain Healthcare had spent a majority of the decade consumed by the minutia of patient care, and he knew the system was broken.
It was the price gouging on EpiPen that really bothered me.
He's referencing late 2016 when a pharmaceutical company that had a virtual monopoly on EpiPens decided to hike up the price by about 400%. About 1 year later, his idea to challenge Big Pharma and their price gouging took form with the creation of Civica RX, headquartered in Lehigh. It's backed by seven healthcare providers, including Intermountain Healthcare, and has three major philanthropies behind it.
The mission of Civica is broad enough to address problems in the market, not just in hospitals.
But they knew they had to prioritize, and the patients most at risk are the ones already in the hospital. So in late 2019, Civica made their first ever drug delivery to Riverton Hospital. The company's first targeted drug was vancomycin, which treats bacterial infections and often is in short supply. But Lewinquest knows for major long-term solutions to be achieved, they need laws and regulations to be fixed. That's where Representative Norm Thurston from Provo enters.
There are some big blocks in the road for some of these families. One is affordability. It's too expensive. Another one is access to care. They can't get in to see their primary care providers.
Specifically, it's the fight against escalating insulin costs that he's championed.
I have a personal family friend who died because he was rationing his insulin.
Representative Thurston is trying to get a number of bills passed in the 2020 general session that would lower costs for the life-saving drug. One would utilize the permissibility under IRS rules for health insurance to cover diabetes in their preventative tier.
Testing supplies, those sorts of things would also be covered.
While another is more outside the box. He wants to implement a statewide bulk purchasing plan for diabetes medications, which is happening nowhere else in the country.
It doesn't have coupons. It doesn't have deductibles. It just has insulin at this price. It's really complicated. I've been working on it for several months.
And whether that bill gets passed or not, he hopes the effort to keep Utahns away from rationing life-saving drugs can get bipartisan support. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
If you missed any part of our week-long series, the in-depth articles and stories can all be found online at kslnewsradio.com. KSL News Time, 1219. Let's get you up to date on the drive, traffic, and weather. Sponsored by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. And here's Ricky Meese.
We've had a stalled vehicle in Lehigh, southbound I-15 at SR-92, Temp Highway, blocking a right lane. A crash now called out in Davis County. This is southbound 20th West at 1900 North. Southbound lanes are blocked and traffic is using the median to get around. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on the forecast. Let's take a look at the next 7 days with Grant Wayman.
Sunshine today into the low 30s, about 33. Tomorrow, more snow. It arrives early. Snow and accumulation. And tomorrow's high 36. And then more snow for Sunday afternoon with a high of 37. We're not done yet. Snow Monday, 36. More snow showers on Tuesday with a high of 34. Partly cloudy on Wednesday, also 34. And then 35 on Thursday. With more clouds, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And we'll keep you up to date on the latest on the weather all weekend long. You can text us your problems at the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. The temperature in downtown Salt Lake City, 29 degrees.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With the rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
Christmas is come and gone. It's the after Christmas sale at Sound Warehouse. Get something special for yourself. Mobile video, kick butt car stereos, backup cameras. Or keep your ride toasty with a remote start. Backup camera ready, in-dash big screen video systems by Kenwood and Pioneer. Starting at $199. Pioneer or Kenwood. Digital receivers with built-in Bluetooth and USB. Only $79. Rockford Fosgate subwoofer starting at $49 each. 2020 products will be arriving soon. Make a deal on 2019 models. 90-day payment option. No credit needed. Gephardt approved. Pioneer and Kenwood Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Starting at $299. Throw away the ice scraper. Remote starts with module and basic installation labor. $249. Backup camera and monitor. Only $149. The Sound Warehouse after Christmas sale. Check out this week's City Weekly for more after Christmas bargains. Go to soundwarehouse.com. Salt Lake 2763 South State. Ogden 28th and Wall. Orem 1680 North State. The Warehouse. Sound Warehouse.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in about 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Lee joins me now live with a preview. What's happening on your show today?
Hey, Maria. Well, we've heard from Secretary of the Treasury Steve Mnuchin, who has laid out for us these sanctions which will be imposed on Iran, the economic sanctions in retaliation for their firings of the missiles. We're going to go over the details of those sanctions. We're also, I found on Twitter a photo snapped by a listener of a license plate, which was printed by the state of Utah. And the license plate to one of these vanity plates, it says, deport them. We're going to go into the details on that. How did it get through the folks that scrutinize those plates as folks apply for them? That's up on today's program.
All right. Thanks, Lee.
Thank you.
Lee Lonsberry, live mic coming your way at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money at 12:25, sponsored by UCCU. Love where you bank. The Dick's Sporting Goods store in Orem closed quietly this week and took many by surprise. The Daily Herald says Orem city leaders were not told the reason for this abrupt closure. Taco Bell is upping the pay and offering paid sick leave to help recruit managers. The fast food chain says it will pay general managers of some company-owned restaurants $100,000 annually. Typically, those supervisors make from $50,000 to $80,000. North America's second-largest movie theater chain has ditched Coke for Pepsi. Regal Theaters has signed a deal making Pepsi their official beverage provider. Pepsi also owns Frito-Lay, which means that the theaters will sell Cheetos popcorn and Doritos nachos. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow pretty flat today. Actually, market's pretty flat. Looks like the Dow is down just by a fraction. S&P 500 down by 4 points. And the NASDAQ, it's off by 9 points. With April 15th still more than 3 months away, taxpayers worried about audits can breathe a little easier. Let's get the very latest from ABC's Jim Ryan.
About one in 220 individual tax returns were tagged for audits last year. In 2010, the number was closer to one in 90. That's potentially good news for taxpayers, not such good news for the U.S. Treasury. The taxpayer advocate and independent branch of the IRS says that about $381 billion in taxes goes unpaid every year.
And again, that is ABC's Jim Ryan. Stay with us. We'll update your noontime drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1226.
Guys, an important announcement from Universal Men's Clinic and Dr. Arakaki.
This is Dr. Arakaki. If you are suffering from ED or low T, we are making you this guarantee. We will improve the medical condition of your ED or low T, or we will give you your money back. For nearly a decade, we have had a high patient success rate and are confident that we can help you too.
If you would like to regain intimacy in your relationship or treat your low T symptoms like low energy, weight gain, and poor sleep, Universal Men's Clinic is here to help. We specialize in treating these common male issues using customized treatment programs for your individual needs. That's why we have such a high success rate, especially compared to online pills and supplements that often don't work. You can be confident in making Universal Men's Clinic your first option. We guarantee it. If we cannot medically improve your ED or low T, we will give you your money back. To learn more about our guarantee, call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777 or visit universalguarantee.com.
You don't need to be an expert to recognize the truth. Utah is experiencing an epidemic of depression, suicide, and prescription opioid misuse. But there's hope. All of us can take action to keep our loved ones safe. That's why KSL has teamed up with Intermountain Healthcare and Select Health to bring you hope and help you fight. Listen Sundays at 11 a.m. or on demand at the KSL News Radio app, because a healthy mind matters.
We are there, day one, with baby names and a gift that lasts a lifetime. We are there as you grow, protecting you and those you love. We are there when you get your first job, helping you to save for the future. We are there when you marry your sweetheart to help secure your new life together. We are there if the unexpected happens to help you see life from a new perspective. We are there when you start your next chapter to make sure you get off to a great start. And we are there when you lose your soulmate, to help make sure you will be all right. We are with you through life's journey. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. Get to know us and see what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 12:29. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather sponsored by Mountain America's Investment Services, Retirement Planning, and here's Ricky Meese.
We still have the stalled vehicle blocking a right lane of traffic southbound I-15 at SR 92 Temp Highway in Lehigh, and a crash in Clinton. This is southbound 2000 West, 1900 North. Brought to you by the Utah Auto Expo, January 17th through 20th at the Mountain America Exposition Center. Come see the hottest new cars and trucks. Go to AutoExpoUtah.com for discounts. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Latest on the forecast, and here is Grant Wayman.
Catch a break today, but more snow tomorrow. We get sunshine for the remainder of the afternoon. Temperatures about 33. More snow arrives as early as tomorrow morning. It'll be bigger in the mountains, and high temperatures tomorrow, 36. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. A vendor used by the Granite School District was involved in a data breach recently where some credit card numbers were stolen.
The school district says Active Network Blue Bear didn't even tell them what had happened until weeks after the fact. It's a site where secondary students and parents can pay fees or place orders. The Granite School District says Blue Bear sent out letters, but the district has also let 3,000 people know to check their credit cards for suspicious activity.
The company says no other personal information was taken besides credit card information. A double shooting overnight in Ogden has now turned into a homicide investigation. A 21-year-old identified as Isaac Gonzalez has now died. He was found shot in the chest in a church parking lot near 236 Porter Avenue. A second man also showed up later at the hospital on his own with a gunshot wound to his arm. Investigators are now telling us they believe the shootings were drug-related, and they've arrested 19-year-old Caleb Skips from Pleasant View. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. The Trump administration outlined a new wave of sanctions on Iran following this week's missile strikes against U.S. forces in Iraq. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin say the new sanctions will target 8 senior Iranian officials involved in destabilizing activities in the Middle East. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by a fraction, sitting at 28,855. The S&P down by 2, and the NASDAQ off by 4 points.